Brian Finlay, a St. John-based animator with around 25 years of experience in various forms of animation, including work with Disney and Warner Brothers, is now working to produce a short film in St. John set around the city's reversing falls. The 2D animated film, entitled Need Little Help, explores mental health issues through the eyes of an anxious turtle and a gregarious seagull, made entirely in St. John through Finlay's company Toon Dojo, with numerous creatives from the area. Finlay spoke with local 107.3 FM about the process and progress in making the short film. Finlay, whose local work has included writing and directing the combined 3D animation and live-action local children's series Ugwug, also explored the importance of his new film's message, acknowledging that at some point we may all need a little help.
I want to produce an animated short that is made right here in St. John, with St. John talent, from voice actors to recording producers, everything made right here in St. John. My ego is saying, I'd love to make an animated short that could stand the test of time, like The Log Driver's Waltz, or sort of a bit of a legacy thing to leave behind in St. John. But what do I make that about? And it's going to be something I can relate to. And to be honest, since COVID, mental health has been huge. For me, mental health manifests in depression and extreme anxiety disorder, raging panic attacks where I've called 911 and rushed to the hospital. So I wanted a storyline that sort of would touch on that in a lighter way. So I thought, well, what does that look like for here in St. John? Immediately, I thought of seagulls, maybe because I was waiting for my wife to get out of work. She works over at Walmart on the west side, and they're just plagued by seagulls. They're all over there. I'm like, definitely a seagull. Got to have a seagull in it. And the other one, well, I can't think of a better metaphor for somebody who suffers with anxiety that borderlines on agoraphobia, like a turtle. SJ the seagull is a laid-back, carefree kind of guy, but he's very empathetic. And you can see a little turtle that at the beginning of the short, a couple of friends are asking Foggy the turtle, come on out, come play with us. And he's like, no, not today. So once again, he's letting down his friends. Foggy is just content to stay in his shell. He says it's better in there. And SJ's goal through a little song about taking little tiny baby steps to achieve a bigger goal helps him kind of come out of his shell and be part of the world, at least in that moment. I'm a big believer in focusing on the little tiny victories because they create all the momentum for the big thing. You know, the snowflake causes the avalanche. All of this happens on the shoreline of the reversing falls. So we're going to see the city skyline in the background.
I'm just wondering what stage of production you're at. Where are you at the moment in the actual making of it?
Well, I mean, we're very early on. We're at character design right now. Next week, I'm meeting with the voice actor who's doing the voice for SJ the Seagull. We'll be talking about the song. The lyrics have been written. So it's going to be very much like a Mowgli, Baloo, Bear Necessities kind of mentor to mentee type song situation, right? The whole film is going to be, I want to keep it under 5 minutes. Because it's a lot of work and I'm the primary artist on it. It's going to be thousands of drawings. We are trying to get some local businesses to sponsor it financially because there are other animators here in St. John that I would love to hire and have them contribute. Just one scene is a lot of work. And as well, it is them putting their fingerprint on a St. John creative product. We move into audio next week, and we start storyboards a week after that. So I'd say we're probably about a month and a half, maybe 2 months away from starting animation. We're going to be posting this every week too. I'm going to be filming and posting making of stuff and, you know, show the enjoyment of being involved in a project like this.
In terms of kind of how film and art in general, creativity can kind of sometimes help us maybe address complex and difficult issues. I mean, is there anything you kind of want to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been my number one go-to. I didn't know when I was younger that I had ADHD. So I would be in class and I'd be angry that I had to be there stuck in my seat. I'd find whatever the teacher is talking about boring. So I'd be the one drawing all over the textbooks and making the flip animations in the corner. And that's kind of the whole story of how I dealt with things as a form of escapism through art. It's been a big help for me. It's kept me out of a lot of trouble in my younger years.
I'm wondering about your influences in animation and storytelling, how your own experiences have fed into that and kind of where you do find your inspiration really in the stories you want to tell.
Well, hugely influenced by Disney, Don Bluth, and then towards my later teens when DreamWorks started doing animated films like Prince of Egypt, stuff like that. Even some of the more extreme shorts, like the Warner Brothers stuff, Bugs Bunny, even the propaganda films where you can't believe that they were paid money to draw offensive cartoons that were broadcast. Animation is a more powerful art form and medium than I think people give it credit for.
And kind of back to the film, what are your aims for it? What do you hope that audiences will get from it? Who do you hope will see it?
I would love to have some kind of absolutely free premiere here in the city, maybe do a Q&A afterward, you know, talk about what did people relate to, what did they get out of the film itself. But at the end, when we're done it and we put it out there for St. John, is it really mine to do with at that point versus the community's film? Either way, it's going to end up free on any platform that will have it. It'll be worth it if by the end of it, it has enough heart and charm in it that it becomes memorable to people that experience it. If we can create a little animated short here in St. John that talks a little bit about overcoming anxiety when you have a little help, then that's a win. That's all I'm going for. I'm going to put my heart and soul into it. We've had people donate already, because there is a donate link on our website. I'm very grateful for that. And we've also had some companies come on board. We have Laura Gation Counseling. They're acting as our messaging consultant to make sure that we're not making light of certain parts of anxiety. I felt that was important. So they're going over everything we do that's story-based. And we have catchthedrip.ca. They came on board as a sponsor. Basque Studio, they're doing our recording for us. That's their way of contributing. And we have a couple new sponsors I'm going to be announcing in the next week or so. Look for us on Facebook. Look for us on Instagram and TikTok. We will post once a week. If people can follow us and share, because I know money's tight if you can't donate, but if you can share what we're up to, build up that anticipation, you know, helps motivate us too.
More information on the progress in the making of Need Little Help can be found at toondojo.com and on social media. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Cove for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.